As we move into our time of prayer today, I'd like to lift up quite a few joys and concerns that have been brought to our attention through the course of the week. We have a lot of birthdays this week, so I'm going to list them off. Sandy Taylor celebrated a birthday, Ruth Moyer, Bonnie Weber, Peter Conver, and Ruth Ellman, whose husband, Den, we have also been keeping in our prayers. So we celebrate Ruth's birthday, and we continue to keep Den in our prayers as he continues his healing at Moss Rehab. And also prayers for Vivian Brown, who celebrated a birthday, and we've recently kept her husband, Ian, in our prayers following a recent hospital stay. So lots of birthdays to celebrate and a few concerns as well to lift up. Another joy, and also sort of an announcement and a reminder, Church World Service Blanket Sunday is today. They've recently reached out to us to bring to our attention, and something that I think is very important to know, that over the years, St. John's has contributed over $50,000 towards Church World Service. So there is an offering envelope in your box of envelopes so that you can contribute and that we can continue this tradition of generosity. And a few concerns to lift up. Bev Fink has asked for prayers for her friend Sandy Klinger. She will be having surgery for a brain tumor next week. And Bev herself will be having back surgery this Thursday. So we surround her and Sandy with our prayers. As always, we come to this time of prayer with joys and concerns on our own hearts and minds, those that we have shared out loud and those that remain in the silence of our hearts. So I ask that you bring those to mind now as you join me in prayer. Loving God, on cold days like today, we are grateful for places of warmth in our lives. Places of warmth physically and spiritually. We give you thanks for the gift of church, for its ability to be bigger than a building, for the warmth of the people that, even at a distance, welcome us in and give us strength to keep going. We are called to be in community, a community that loves one another, that forgives one another, that challenges one another, that prays for one another. We pray this day, O God, for members of our community, for those with whom we feel a deep and sacred connection. We lift up those we know who are in the hospital, who are struggling with illness or other challenging circumstances. We ask that you embrace them with healing. We ask that your peace might surround them in their time of need. God, we also turn our prayers to those celebrating milestones, rejoicing in birthdays and anniversaries, in the sharing of good news, in corners turned and progress made. Hear our prayers, O God. May they draw us closer to one another and closer to you. God, remind us also that your vision of community stretches far and wide. Our town, our state, our country, our world. There are people all over in need of prayer. We pray especially this day for our leaders, for children, for those who find themselves in areas of conflict, for those who feel hunger, those who are desperately and anxiously awaiting their COVID vaccine, those who feel the pain of exclusion, those who feel the world has left them behind, those who are questioning their worth or your love for them. We pray that your spirit might fall afresh on us and that we might be a reflection of your compassionate care to all people. God, on this Transfiguration Sunday, you remind us that Christ has come as your beloved Son with important and life-changing things to think, to teach, and to share. As we prepare to enter into the Lenten season, keep our hearts and minds fixed on you. We thank you for the path that you have given each of us to walk, and for the ways in which our paths and journeys cross. Be near us in the week ahead. Grant us peace and courage and faith in all that we do. All of these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Friends, on this Valentine's Day, may we dare to allow ourselves to be transfigured by the one who blankets us with love and hope and strength and promise. May we go out into the world, compassionate, loving community that we are, and be a compassionate, loving people wherever we go. And as you do, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his smile upon you and fill you with his peace, now and always. Amen.